Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we talk about who is the best TV mom? Does a straw have one hole or two holes? And if all of the animals in the zoo escaped, who would be the best three video game characters to help capture them all and return them to their cages? But first, Ben Trimmer, what are you drinking?
Hi, Travis. I'm trying something a little different. It's like a Mike's Hard Lemonade, but it's called Blue Freeze. Honestly, it tastes like a blue Slurpee. Really sweet, but only 100 cals, so it's pretty good.
Did you guys see that Fresca came out with like a hard seltzer?
Good for them.
No, I really want to try that one.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing is this isn't a seltzer. I thought it was, but it's not.
Ooh.
Just like sparkling, it's got too much flavor to be a seltzer.
What is it? Mike's Hard? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's called Blue Freeze.
It looks like a seltzer to me.
I know it does. That's why I bought them, but it's not a seltzer.
All right.
Rick, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Blue Moon tonight. I didn't feel adventurous. Give me my Blue Moon. Drew, what are you drinking?
I, as always, have my Mexican Mule.
Nice.
Going on. But I'm also starting off the podcast with a little shot of Fernet Branca.
Dude,
DJ Steve,
that is for you. That is thick.
Travis, what are you drinking?
I am switching it up tonight, guys. I've been very either beer or liquor heavy. So tonight, I guess I'm technically still going liquor, but I'm joining the basic white girl club, and I'm drinking a High Noon black cherry.
There's literally four of us.
Nice.
What do you mean?
Basic white girls on this podcast.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't been as basic as often.
I'm saying welcome to the club.
High Noon is definitely one of the most popular drinks of choice for golfers. So you can say you're a golfer.
Sure. I'm also a golfer. You know who else plays golf?
Nope. Stop it.
I couldn't. I had nothing. Guys, who's the best?
See that one play out. Just
I was hoping you guys stopped me because I had nothing afterwards. Who's the best TV, specifically television, mother, matronly figure?
Okay, I'll start. So I had a few, but I kept going back to the same one over and over and over again. It's actually pretty easy for me to come up with this. One of the easier questions, you know, I love Lois from Family Guy. You know, I was thinking like some of like the 90s shows like Home Improvement or Full House or stuff like that, but I was trying to think something a little more creative. So there's so many TV moms, so many moms that had boys, that had girls, had sons and daughters, but I can only think of one mom that had dragons. So I had to go with a very specific mother. I had to go with Daenerys Targaryen.
Yes!
From Game of Thrones, because she just put every fucking mother to shame by walking into fire and coming out with three dragons.
They are her children. She mentioned that several times.
At least two.
At least two and a half. I think Rick may have died. The silent laugh, Rick, is probably the best, where you're just like... And then at the end,
it's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Rick, how about you?
Ah, man. So I like Ben's pick. I toyed with that for Shock Factor, but so I'm glad we jumped
out the gate,
just swinging out of left field on there. For me, you know, I had two moms that I had trouble narrowing it down to, and I think. If you were to to put me on it, I'm going to go with my runner up because I think the reason why she made it was we started filtering into like best TV wife kind of thing. And so I think that gained her elevation. So I was going to go Jenny MacArthur from The League as my runner up for best mom. But again, I think she got higher because I was seeing it from the Kevin perspective. So for best mom, give me Mallory Archer as best TV mom. Because if you own a spy agency and you just get, you know, blitzed every day, that's a mom I can vibe with. So give me Mallory Archer.
Not someone who you would necessarily want as your mom, but just a mom you would vibe with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I had Mallory as a, you know, as opposed to Mandy, I could at least get, you know, bombed with Mallory.
That's fair. Hey, so, we've had bombs with Mandy.
We have had bombs with Mandy. It's true.
It's happened. I was there.
That is true. But yeah, that's gonna be my pick. Give me.
I want to go next because I hope my pick will speak to Drew's heart. I believe it might be the same one. It might be the same one. I have no idea, but I just wanted to see your face either light up or just be like, that was stupid. I don't know what you go either way. This person is incredibly intelligent. She's very witty. She makes a lot of sacrifices, but she's also human and she makes a lot of mistakes. And sometimes those mistakes go on for a couple months and then she apologizes to her only daughter, who she loves very much. And I'm going to go with Lorelai Gilmore from Gilmore Girls as the best TV. Like, she is just, yeah, she fucked up in some of those episodes and
like
really
almost every episode.
No. There were some like really, really super bad fuck ups. However,
if you go back and watch that show, Rory's a cunt.
Yes, absolutely. She's the worst.
She's an awful daughter. And Lorelai did an incredible job raising her.
Yeah. 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 My point is she did everything she did was to make sure that Rory grew up knowing what life was really like, because she didn't have that experience. She had to work up until she was 16. She was very pampered and lived with her super yuppie parents. And then she had Rory, and then she's like, I'm going to make sure that Rory knows what, you know, life is actually like, and did everything to support her, and whatever Rory wanted came first. And that's, as a parent, that is the ultimate meaning of parenting. Now your kids might be stupid and they may not know what they want, and you kind of steer them in a different direction, but if they're like, hey, I want to go to Princeton or Harvard, yeah, you do whatever you need to help facilitate that. And she did. So I'm going lower, like
sacrifice Gilmore. One night a week for the rest of your life so that your rich parents can pay for your child's education all the way through high school into college.
Really wasn't that. I understand I'm not in Lorelai's position, but it really wasn't that much of a sacrifice to go have dinner with your parents.
Her mom was terrible.
Well, I know that, but like, at the end of the day, if that's what sacrifice is, that's not that big of a sacrifice. You know, having free dinner with a shitty person. Like, there are a lot worse things that could happen to you that could be sacrificed. Like, I don't know, your life. Your daughter's life. Your soul.
All right. That was my pick too, Travis. So I'll go some of my honorable mentions. Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers. I love her, and she's always like, she's one of those, I feel like, especially in cartoons, adult cartoons, the mom is always like the kind of stupid comedic foil, but she always is like on board with, you know, their shenanigans and whatever's going on. Rick, you're making a face. Why are you making a face?
I think the mom is the stupid comedic
for the kids specifically. Like, usually the dad is the main character, quote unquote. And the mom is there like as a side character or wrangling the kids. Think of like Marge Simpson or what's her face from King of the Hill. Like, it's generally she's in charge of the children while the dad goes off and has his own storyline, unless they coincide for an episode or something like that. It's a generalization, Rick.
All right.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But yeah, she always like loves her kids, and you know, no matter what they're going through, is always there to like listen to them and get them through whatever, you know, stupidity they're going through. Kitty Foreman was my second runner up from That 70s Show.
Yep.
Just because I love her so much, and I to this day still vividly remember that one scene where she, I can't remember why, but she's having a bad day or something, and she goes down to the basement, and she's a nurse, and she's like, statistically, 1 out of 5 kids smokes, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you, so I'm gonna close my eyes, and by God, if I don't have a cigarette in my hand by the count of 3 or something, I'm gonna scream. But yeah, so those would be my 2 runners up. But Lorelai Gilmore has a special place in my heart as the best TV mom.
All right, well, I guess that's 2 for Lorelai. I don't know if we'll be able to convince Rick and Ben, but
I've never seen it, so
that's fair.
I mean, I've seen enough episodes of Gilmore Girls that I know who Lorelai is. Very familiar with the premise of the show. I mean, not the best, but she can be up there on the list. I'll give you a half.
All right, so that's 2.5. That's, I mean, she's the best. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, that's
cool.
That's a win right there.
Very attractive.
Early win.
Rick, she's very attractive. So for a single mother, so that's the half.
Why did you have to put the qualifier on it? Why did you have to say for a single mother? She's just very attractive.
Very attractive for a mother?
No, just she's attractive. She didn't have to be. She's Rick. We know she's not your type. She's not super skinny and blonde, so you wouldn't find her attractive.
I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey,
it was funny when I first started dating Rebecca, and I don't want to say she made me watch that show, but she was actively watching the show. And I happened to be there. She was like, "Oh, I bet you really like Rory, don't you?" I was like, "No, nah. Lorelai is definitely the more attractive one, and
100%.
She's the wittier one. Yeah, give me Lorelai all day."
Yeah,
but we've got someone missing. There's 1, 2, 3 of us. That kind of leaves a hole in our podcast.
While we're talking about holes, I don't appreciate you just pre-deciding our answers on the intro here.
Go ahead,
because you left an option out.
Yes, you left three options out.
I'm sorry,
you left an option out. You How said many? Only okay. one or two holes.
Yeah,
and okay. You left an option out.
You're right. You're right, I did, so, and I'm terribly sorry.
Out there.
Guys, while Drew is, I guess, went to the bar, I don't know where he ran off to. How many holes does a straw have? Is it negative 18 million to 18 million? Rick has got a hand up in the form of a circle, and I think he's trying to represent 0. And it has 0 holes.
It has 0 holes.
Oh boy. Okay. Rick's going 0 holes.
It has no holes.
That's an answer. Sure. Okay.
Because
you could try to defend it.
Is
fine.
Is it hollow? Sure. But if a straw had holes, it wouldn't function. Are you telling me a tunnel has holes? No, it does not. Or it
tunnel
be
is
tunnel.
A hole.
That I'll take that. If you want to go that route, I'm willing to hear it out. I disagree, but the structural integrity has no holes. Just because there is a hollow opening for something to travel through, doesn't make it a hole. Makes it a void, a space maybe.
Define as a hole.
Yeah, well, if you're just defining a hole as a circle, which is where it sounds like this is where
I haven't defined it. I was asking you, what is your definition of a hole?
Well, in this case, I'm going to say a hole, talking about the structural integrity of something, means you have to disrupt the intended shape.
Even if the intended shape was to make a hole?
No, just because it's hollow doesn't mean it's a hole.
No. I'm saying, like, let's say your intended,
for example,
was
if
to have
you take sour patch hole. Straws or sour punch straws or whatever they're called, and you were to bite the end of each of those off to make it a straw, which some people do, that I would call that two holes.
But you said intended shape, and I'm thinking something like a basketball net.
Sure.
Your intended shape is a net with a bunch of holes in it. So it's not disrupting.
I wouldn't call it. That's a terrible example, but I'll play along, because the structure of that
creates
is no. Because the structure of that, the whole idea of a net, all nets are not completely solid.
Right.
So
therefore they have
I wouldn't say they have holes. The intended shape is to have openings or voids.
So you think an opening or void is different than a hole?
I do.
Okay.
It's the intent of why it is there.
Okay, Rick, I have an example to test you with, Rick. So
we got manhole covers?
Nope. I'm drilling for oil. My intent is to drill a hole from the surface down to a pocket of oil so that oil can travel from that pocket all the way back up.
Correct. It's one.
Is that hole that you drilled not the same shape as a straw?
So just because it's the same shape doesn't make it the same thing.
But you said it disrupts. You said it disrupts the intended shape. Made.
I understand. So give me a second, because I didn't have a drilled hole in my mind, because we're talking about straws. So sorry, I wasn't prepared for that defense. But so
get your shit together.
So
why didn't you think of every angle, Rick?
You're right. That's God. Well, because there's no angles in straws, Drew. That's why.
Drew,
it's almost 360.
Drew, I want to ask you a question about your
wait. Example. Finish, Rick. Hold on, Rick. Finish your thought.
Let Rick think for a minute. I'll hear.
Yeah, no. For me, I would say that is one hole, because you are the intent there is to dig the hole. So when I formed the straw, I wrapped it, or whatever your correct word, whatever the scientific phrase is, to create the circle of plastic, is to intent to insert it into something to allow travel. When you, in your example, Drew, I'm drilling a hole, I have to get to something to then insert the straw into. So for your example, to me, that'd be like opening a can and then putting a straw into it to allow it to come out is the difference to me. Now, that's not a perfect one-for-one analogy, that's the idea for me. I'm not trying to like channel or create or, dig. Like, it's already there. I'm just trying to. So in your example, the hole to the oil is already there. I'm adding a pipe to get it out.
Which is a straw.
Right. Exactly.
What about Swiss cheese? No, I'm sorry. Ben, go ahead.
No. Actually, Rick, I like the way that you ended that. That was actually a really good point. No, I was going to play off of what Drew said a little bit about the whole oil thing, about, capping the oil hole and then is it still a hole? But I'm going to move away from that because I had another thought.
You want to move away from hole? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Straw. I think the most common answer that I hear out there or seen out there or read out there, whatever you want to say it, is one hole with two openings. Okay, great. So here's my question, and this is something that I've been trying to figure out an answer to, is what if you put a blockage in the middle of the straw? Do you create a second hole on the other side of the straw? Think about you got a golf course, you got hole 18, hole 17, two holes that aren't connected, right? There's grass in the middle, whatever you want to say. With a straw, you have one hole, two openings, but if you put blockage in the middle so they're no longer connected, is it create two holes?
I see where Ben is going in his head. Ben's argument is that a hole doesn't necessarily go all the way through.
Sure.
Like it's just a. So, like if I were to wad up the straw.
If I put a block in a straw
and put it halfway down, it
does not create two holes.
Is it two holes?
No.
I think Ben moved on to his thing, not your definition, Rick.
So what my point is that while I still think that a straw has originally, or for the first time you pulled out of the wrapper, or its main purpose is one hole with two openings, it's so easily changeable, whether it gets a crack in it, whether it gets a spitball in the middle of it. I think it changes from two holes to one hole to three holes or whatever it is. I think it's kind of like an ever flowing thing. Like I don't want to just say it's one hole and be done with it. Cause I do think that it changes so easily.
Well, but that's not the question. The question is not how many holes can you potentially introduce? Like, yeah, if you take scissors to it, it could have 38 holes.
Sure.
Like, and that's the we're assuming an intact
straw.
Blockages.
My definition is if you put 38 holes of scissors in it, it's still one hole with 38 openings. But what I'm trying to make us think about is if you stop one side being connected to the other side in any way of an opening, even though it's still one structure, two holes.
He's disputing the claim of two openings, one hole, right? He's assuming, right? Am I right, Ben?
Ugh.
You're disputing the claim of two openings, one hole.
No. I'm saying that if you clog the opening, does it create a second hole? Even though
No.
So how many holes do you have in your body? One.
No.
That's so wrong.
So, but you just told me that if you create a stoppage between openings, it's still only one hole.
No, so you have stoppages. Because you're making a bad transition here. No,
it's because you block a hole doesn't make it not a hole.
Yeah. So like, the hole. For my analogy, you just proved my point. No, I don't know what Travis said, but
I said just because you block the hole doesn't make it not a hole.
Yeah, it makes it a second hole if you block it.
No, I said I don't it think does.
That's what Travis said.
I'm saying that
that's not what Travis said at all.
I think there's only one hole. That I agree with your original definition of that. There's only one hole. So my point is, if you get a booger in your nose, it's still a hole.
Yeah, you still have your nose hole. Yeah.
Yeah, it's still there. It's still only one hole. Just my another hole hasn't been created in my septum up here to just because there's a
I love that Drew's in storage time mode.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a straw. Ben, you said it. It's one hole, two openings. That's it. There's no other way to put it. That's the easiest. That's the simplest. There's like you take the exceptions out of it. Yeah, if you poke a hole, if you block it, whatever. If you take a straw just as is, one hole, two openings, that's it. It's simple. It works. There's nothing else to it. There's zero holes. There's not multiple holes. It's just one hole.
I agree, and here is why.
Thank you,
Drew. Wait, with what? With Travis's
name? With the one hole with two openings. Hole. If I take a piece of paper and I take a pen or a toothpick or a pin or something and I poke a hole in it, I can see through that hole. Or if I take even a different example that's similar, if I take a drill and I drill into a piece of wood, not even all the way or then all the way, that's still a hole.
Yep.
Somebody somewhere took a piece of plastic and extruded it. They had the intent to extrude it into something that has an opening in it that you can see through. If you put it up to your eye and you're looking at it through it, what does it matter if the hole is a piece of paper or a piece of wood or a piece of plastic? Somebody, the finished product may be a straw, but the intent was to take a piece of plastic and make it into a hole with two openings that can be used for various
uses. I have one.
Go ahead, Rick.
One clarifying comment, and I don't know how straws are made, but are you saying that depending how it is made is whether or not it has holes? So like if somehow they were to wrap it and glue it together, it wouldn't have holes?
No. Even if it was formed.
Okay.
It's more the intent of making a hole with two openings, not the way you make it.
Okay.
Is my opinion. So a straw, just because it's the way it's shaped, I mean, you could technically take that straw, heat it up, and flatten it to where you still have that opening, and it's just a flat piece of plastic with an opening in it. That's still a hole in that piece of plastic. It's just that a straw has an odd shape to it, so you don't really think about it as a hole in a plane.
And maybe Rick will get mad at this, but I assume the way they make straws.
As long as we don't go with Ben's answer, I don't really care.
Yeah, no, it's not Ben's answer. it's, I assume the way they make straws, it's one gigantic giant straw and then they chop it, right? They're actually disrupting the original shape to make additional openings in said hole.
I guess here's my straws. Here's why I say zero. And I'm okay with saying one with two openings. I just want to like
hear, as long as not two.
As long as no one said three, I'm okay.
Who would say
three? I don't know. You guys, I said one or two, and you're like, oh, how dare you leave out?
Okay. When you drink out of a straw and nothing comes up, and then you realize like it's got a hole kind of slit into the side of it.
Ooh, see, that's Rick's point though. You just said, oh, there's a hole in the side of it.
That's an additional hole.
That's an additional opening. It's still the same
to me.
I know.
That's
a completely different hole.
Ah, see, now we're
that is the only hole. So, for example,
exactly. Like, no, I know. That's what I'm saying, Rick. That's a new hole. To me, I guess it would be three. Yeah. You would be one.
To me, that would be one.
That's the plus one. Yes. To me, that's just an additional opening to the hole.
So it's still one hole, Travis.
Yes.
Okay. So that was the point I was trying to make earlier.
I hate this more now. Now I can't vote for you.
One structure, a straw. So it's one hole with now three openings because there's a hole. You poke something in, right? That's what you're saying, Travis?
Hold on. That might be what he's saying.
I'm asking Travis. Travis.
I mean, that's what I was saying.
Okay. So one structure, your face, hole, Ben, mouth, just stop. Two nose. Is it three holes or is it all one structure? So it's just three openings in one big hole. Have you ever seen the magic trick where someone sucks something up their nose and it comes out their mouth?
It's a good point for Travis, though.
It's a great point for Travis. Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to say that.
I mean, I'm going to go with that. It's
intent.
Kind of. Yeah. I would think.
Can I hop in real quick?
Hold on. Yeah. My point is that I think there is intent. We were created this way to have these two holes that happen to lead into one and combine into one more or less that all of those go down to the esophagus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And your butthole.
If we walk away and say our mouth and both of our nostrils are all one hole.
I know. I quit.
I'm not going in next week.
I think nobody's saying that. It's just a way to think about it.
Yeah. No, it's not.
But it's the same way of thinking about if I make another hole in a straw. Say I take a straw.
No.
And I'm holding it, you know, vertically with like both ends in my hands. And then I take a pin and I poke a hole in the side of that. That's a new hole.
Correct.
So it would be two at that point.
I would say one, but I understand why you say two.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I had the intent of making a new opening in that structure that wasn't part of the original.
But what if you always intended on having, like, I don't know why.
Because
I don't know. Just for shit's sake, if you intended on having three openings, is that one hole?
Hey, Rick, a hole underground, is that what you're saying is a tunnel? Like you were saying tunnel earlier. I think I missed what you were saying.
I was saying a tunnel and a straw are the same thing. And there's no holes in a tunnel. Openings, sure, but.
But a tunnel can be in like above ground, below ground doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah, I don't really care.
Okay.
Like Drew, if you, because they manufacture like sharing straws where it's like, two openings at the top, one at the bottom, so you can be all cute and adorable. Is that one hole or two or three?
He said it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would be very curious to hear all of y'all's answers for that.
Repeat the question just so I...
So it's a share straw. You have a shared at the bottom and it splits off into two. So you have one opening, and then an opening at the bottom that's shared.
What monster?
It's adorable.
No, it is not.
Lorelei created that crap.
Actually, she might. Okay,
so she would have.
Something. Yeah. Yeah.
100% she would have.
That's the monster.
At that point, I would say it's still one hole because it was created with the intent. It was created
Wait, I'm okay with
it's
it.
It's one
I'm
hole with three opens.
I caught up. Yep, I caught up. I'm okay with it. Sorry.
It's okay. So, Travis, take it even deeper. Think of an underground.
Yeah, I will.
Think of an underground metro system.
Yeah.
Technically, if it never goes above ground, that tunnel that they have drilled for that, if it never goes above ground, has no holes, no openings. But every subway station, the tunnel that they made to get down to the platform, each one of those would be an opening, but it's still just one. It's one hole,
one giant hole
with many, many, many openings.
What if the straw never goes above ground and it just stays in the subway station? Does it become a tunnel?
Getting a beer.
So
we've got a beer. Literally.
Drew, you brought up an interesting point earlier where you were talking about if you take a sheet of paper and you poke a hole in it, right? Mm-hmm. Essentially, and I know this isn't actually true, but essentially that piece of paper is a 2D plane. Mm-hmm. And you've now created a hole in said 2D plane.
But you can think of a straw.
Well, hold on. I know. Hold on. I'm trying to like put all my thoughts together in one. So you've punctured one hole in a 2D plane. And if it's 2D, it really only has one opening because that's how two dimensions work. If you expand that one hole into three dimensions, like a straw, it is still one hole with two openings. However, if you had to you would have to poke an additional hole in a 2D plane to connect it in a 3D space. Does that make sense?
Can I respond?
No. I'm talking
because you could on a 2D plane you couldn't have two holes connected.
Well, you could see it connected, but with your intent is that some point, you know, in a 2D plane, I'm going to angle it down this way in my 3D space. It's going to go through the 2D plane at a specific angle.
But the whole point of a 2D plane is that if you're on a 2D plane, the third plane does not exist whatsoever.
No, I know. But you're passing. My point is that you're passing. You're creating a whole. You're in a 3D space, but you're poking a hole in a 2D plane. So this is now your hole. And our listeners can't see this, right? So I've made this hole. And then I would have to create an additional hole to do this. Okay. Connect them. I think that's in support of your point of like, this is still one hole, right? Two openings. And this is a new additional hole. Yeah. So
it's the opening thing that, I think the clincher for me, because I also believe you can have a hole like Ben's example of like the pin at a golf course. Like that's just a hole with one opening. Or if I go dig a hole in the ground with no purpose other than it being a hole, not
if it takes you five shots to get the ball in the hole, is it five openings? Because it's not a hole in one.
No, you're just being ridiculous now.
I need to get back to Travis's point though, and his 2D plane things. So are you telling me if I just roll a sheet of paper and tape it together, I have no holes or I have one hole? Because you were talking about inserting a pin through your 2D plane. I'd say
no holes. So if I just
exactly, and that's a straw. If you just roll it and make it together, then there's no holes. Exactly. Drew's on my team. Come on, Drew.
No.
If you just roll the paper and tape it, then there's no holes.
You're creating a hole.
This isn't my argument.
But you're taking something 2D into 3D.
I am not.
It's intent.
I'm just taking one form and rolling it. And there happens to be a gap in between it.
You're changing the form.
Hold on, Ben. Rick, in this instance, a 2D space cannot become a 3D space. So by folding now creating a third dimension.
I'm not folding it. I'm rolling it.
Okay. Whatever. So
you're telling me it doesn't apply.
Yes. Okay. But I'm not mad at that, though, because now my brain, and this is going to get really way out there, my brain went to wormholes and how the universe might be curved and bent, and in order to create a wormhole you actually have to
This is beyond ridiculous.
Yeah, it's I'm not mad at that, though. I'm not mad at Rick.
Will say that I think I spoke too hastily, just thinking because I know you were trying to get me on a technicality. The intent of rolling that up, and now that there is,
that was more for Travis, but yes,
it for me, it's the intent of what it is supposed to be and do, not the fact that you just made, you know, a cylinder
with two openings that created a hole
with two openings. It's that intent that I made that opening for a purpose.
I got you.
So if you rolled up that piece of paper and your intent was to, or if you wanted to call it a sheet of metal, so it had some, you know, more flexibility, and then you wanted to go, you know, make that a hole in the, like poke that as a hole in the ground, then yeah, for sure. So I think there's intent involved. That's where I'm.
I don't card. Have
for sure.
I it's definitely
we
not
had a hole in the zoo.
hilarious. Don't take my job, you prick.
And on that note, I'm going to the bar.
It's definitely not two holes. I need and Rick, basically where I'm at is I am intrigued to think about zero holes more. And yes, you can take that as a euphemism.
And honestly, before like Who really uses a straw? Like,
nope.
It impacts the taste. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's the real question. Let's address
that
here and now.
All right, let's do it.
Who here still uses a straw?
I don't.
Occasionally. I don't think I ever. It's one of those things where like when it's offered to me. Or it's already in the drink.
Yeah.
I take it.
5% of the time.
If it's a mixed drink, you know, I'll like bend it to a side or I'll use it as a stirrer, like for a cocktail.
That doesn't count.
But if it's a Coke, water or whatever, if it comes in the drink, I'm taking it out personally. And even today, driving back to Indiana, stopped in for a gas station, got my crushed ice, my splash of Coke for flavor.
Your breakfast sandwich, I hope.
Well, no, because I went to Waffle House this morning because I started in Georgia and, you know, so, you know. Anyways, this lady's like, so I'm going to chew the ice with my Coke flavoring. And I go to check out and she goes, do you want a lid? I was like, no, why do I want a lid? She's like, you're going to spill it. You don't need a straw. And I'm like, I hate you. I hate you, lady. I hope you stub your toe.
Shit, I broke another string. Don't worry, call Ray over at Rocket Guitar Repair. Rocket Guitar Repair? Rocket Guitar Repair. With over 50 years playing, building, and repairing guitars, Rocket Guitar Repair can get your guitar repaired rocket quick. Call Rocket Guitar Repair at 678-400-3062 or visit rocketguitarrepair.com.
All right. Let's move on. You know what does have two holes in it? The word zoo.
I can't.
Guys, gentlemen, all of the animals of the zoo have escaped. And we need to bring them back and put them back in their cages. However, you can only choose three video game characters to help you. So you're going to be one of these people, help you get them back into their cages / habitat / whatever the hell they have at the zoo. I would like to go first because I'm kind of proud of my list.
Good.
I was thinking, all right, at the zoo, you can't just have some like crazy overpowered people because there are lots of different types of animals. There are lots of different sizes of animals. There are lots of different capabilities of animals. So we need a variety of video game characters to make sure we get all of them. I'm talking, there's bugs, there's snakes, there's birds, there's giant elephants. They're all over the place. It's a spectrum. So we need a spectrum of
video game character. So I'm first going to go with the leader of my group, the person who's going to kind of like coordinate and track down all of the animals, I guess. And I know this might be a little like, I don't know. People might be mad at this pick. I'm going to go Batman. He's got the gadgets. He's got the detective capabilities. He can find them. He can coordinate. He can tell people where to go. He's going to be my guy on the ground. And just, he's not the specialist, but if he needs to go, I don't know, send a batarang around some animal's feet to capture him, he can do that. He's good enough, but he can also track down animals in crazy places. I also need some eyes in the sky, right? There's birds, but I also need to like, hey, where is this other animal going? So I need someone who can fly. And I already had Batman, so like I really didn't want to go Superman. So I just like, who's the next video game character that I know that can fly that just popped into my head that is kind of badass? I went Spyro. Yes! I love that reaction from Rick. I needed a fucking dragon to be able to fly, wrangle up the birds, have great vision down to help me track down some of those animals that are really fast or hiding. I needed Spyro. And I mean, he breathes fire, so it's pretty badass. The last one.
Love it.
I had to reach way, way back to get this one. I need someone not only on the ground, but I need someone in the ground. Right? There's bugs. There's animals hiding in bushes. I need someone that can dig maybe like 20 feet in a couple of seconds and can like take an air pump and inflate the animals back up to the surface. I'm going Dig Dug. Oh. Old style arcade mole that can just travel underground and he can find that snake who's buried underground, or he can find the spider, whatever, and he can just flush him out back to the surface. So I've got Batman, Spyro, and Dig Dug as my. Yeah. It's well rounded, not too OP.
Let me hop in there because you and I share Spyro. Yeah. So I too thought Spyro was a great pick. You know, you need the flying eyes in the sky. So give me Spyro as well.
I just don't understand where fire breathing is an
It's not cool. That's just an added bonus.
You're going to scare the crap out of these animals.
And you can hurt them back.
Or you're going to cook them and you're
going to kill them.
Well, snakes should be burned. So I'm not returning the snakes to the
counterproductive.
The snakes are dying. That's why I picked. And also, you know, you can burn the barrier so they can't. Yeah. Anyways, we don't need to explain ourselves to you. We're intellectuals over here.
Intellectuals.
There's
an R there.
Words are hard.
We have entered the lectual.
So I'm not going to join you with Batman. That's okay. I like where you went, but I think my character accomplishes the same thing. And don't at me if it's not exactly the same thing. But give me Ezio from Assassin's Creed 2. He can do his, I don't remember what the power is, but he can do a spider sense where he can lock onto the targets and they highlight yellow. So that way he can still kind of, you know, give your command and control that you're looking for from the group.
I don't hate that.
Also, I think he's more of a superhero than Batman, but that's for a conversation for another day.
Did I say superhero?
No, you didn't. You did not. Okay.
We already talked about that. We already talked about that.
We did.
Bold claim.
We did. And then thirdly, I need someone to get the elephants. I need someone to get the hip hop anonymouses. So give me Kratos for my number three to round out my team. So
I was so close to putting Kratos. I was so close to putting Kratos in my lineup, just having that muscle. But I was like, I think Batman could probably just finagle it.
I like yours. Batman, like you really thought out the problem. Again, Kratos is a very, you know, once you get the elephant back up, he's done. He's going to lunch, you know? So, but you know, you still need to get the elephant. So
yeah, I like it. I like it.
All right. Ben or Drew?
So for my first one, I was thinking I need speed because some of these animals are, you know, fast. They're running around.
I almost picked this one.
Same.
Yep. I was going to go DC, but then I was like, you know, he's not really in all that many games. So I thought about it and I was like, I'm going Sonic.
Yep.
Yes.
Sonic the Hedgehog. fast as hell. And if you remember, I can't remember which one it was, but it was one of the Sonic games for GameCube, I think it was.
It was, yeah, or Dreamcast.
Where you had to, like, you had to save the animals.
Ooh,
like, you found them in the little cages, and they would, like, you had to get them to safety. I think it was the GameCube one.
Was it GameCube?
Sounds GameCube-y.
Second one for me is I've got Sonic to find them. I need a Wrangler. Somebody to slow them down once Sonic points them out. So Spider-Man.
Nice.
Yep. Doesn't matter which one, but that web attack with the, you know, just making sure. And I'm hoping that he can, you know, kind of coerce and talk the bugs and the other, you know, arachnids into coming back for us.
Yep.
And then lastly, we need the clincher, somebody to really, you know, bring it home and make sure that everyone is safe and secure. Ash Ketchum.
Okay.
Okay. I like it.
Pokemon. He's got the balls to go out there and catch them all. And I feel like that team all together, Ash is going to be, I had a few backups we can go over later, but I think Ash would be my mastermind man on the ground, especially now that he's won, you know, finally achieved his goal this year.
I think Ash is good. I was afraid y'all were going to fight me for saying that, like, that only the balls only worked for Pokemon and not all, but I like it. I like it.
I just completely ignored that, Rick, and I.
Yeah, that's fair.
I didn't want to make an argument out of it.
I like it.
Assumed.
Wait, Sonic, Ash, and Spider-Man? Is that what we said?
Yeah. I good team. I just think you needed some sort of actual flight. That's all. I like it. Like B+.
Your flight is a dragon who breathes fire. How are you getting the birds back?
As on a kebab.
Exactly. That is not a successful
rotisserie.
Not a successful
return of the animals to the zoo,
Travis.
Did not
poke holes in my fucking team.
I did not specify the what state of life they are in.
I love it.
Ben, go ahead. Ben,
let's bring this up.
Well, okay, Drew, I appreciate the direction you went because I did something similar. I went with three specific attributes or three specific like things that I was looking for in the three people to kind of do the whole process of getting them back to the zoo. So I had a hunter, I had someone to catch, and then I had someone to deliver them back. All right. So first thing is the hunter. Who is going to track these animals down? Because there was one video game character that pretty much spent his entire adult life hunting creatures and slaughtering them, but still it was hunting, and that's Geralt of Rivia out of The Witcher.
I was hoping he'd say so, that for you.
Total hunter, knows how to find these creatures, knows how to track down any and every one that, you know, whatever they are. All right, so there's your hunter. He can find them. Need someone to catch them, somebody who can sometimes be on the ground, sometimes can fly. That was a very good point, Travis. Got to have some wings in there. But all in all, can catch the person and then either, you know, carry them themselves or have them available for somebody else to carry them. Dude, I went straight up Yoshi. Yoshi has the ability to fly. Yoshi has the ability to run on the ground. Yeah, winged Yoshi is a character, guys. Sucks him in, puts him in an egg. Dude, instant cage. Like, Yoshi creates an instant cage just by going up to the animal and sticking his tongue out. Like, there's your catcher. No offense, Ash Ketchum, but there's your catcher.
I did almost say Wing Hat Mario. So if you tell me Yoshi can fly, I believe you.
Yeah. All right, last one. The guy who's going to deliver it back to the zoo. So I was thinking, like, okay, I need someone with, like, a cool ship, like a Fox McCloud or something like that. Yeah, that was definitely up there. But I was like, what's the most instantaneous way to get these animals back? It's teleportation. So, Drew, I appreciate the Pokemon reference because my runner-up was Alakazam from Pokemon. But when I kept thinking about, like, my favorite video games of all time, I went Raiden. Raiden had the ability to teleport all over the Earth and in whatever the name of the Mortal Kombat other Earth was called.
Yeah,
anybody?
Yeah.
Down Earth, whatever it's called?
I don't know.
I don't remember either. Raiden, grab the egg that Yoshi just created, teleport it right back to the zoo in the cage. You're done. So those are my three. Hunter, catcher, deliverer. Kind of like what Drew said, like I had like a process.
And so, Ben, I like your teleportation idea a lot. I think you missed the mark on the person. And it as soon as you said teleportation, I was like, oh, he's going to pick this person. And I was like, I like Raiden as a character. It's great. But I believe, and I didn't play this game, but then since you brought it up, is it Drew, you probably play this game. Is it Shell or Chell from Portal?
I know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know the name of the character, but I know that would have been a good one.
The main character doesn't have a name.
It is the silent protagonist
in
the Portal video game
lore,
series.
Yeah.
That would have been a good one.
Literally a person who has a portal gun that creates a hole with two of them. Sorry.
I would say two holes.
Bringing it back.
I don't know. we'll debate later. But I'm glad we all took like a.
I'm really surprised our lists were so different, honestly.
But like you said, Sonic, and Sonic was a contender on my list. Obviously, Rick and I had Spyro.
I had Kratos as a backup.
So Kratos was on. I thought of Ash Ketchum, or at least I was like, I could just do all Pokemon. Like there's so many Pokemon that could just do this by themselves, and they're all.
I had Master Chief.
Oh yeah,
because because I didn't really have a mastermind like a tactician.
That's why I went.
And I feel like him because I feel like he comes with Cortana too. So that's like a. But it was felt a little too OP to me. And my funny backup was Dog, from Duck Hunter.
Nice.
Yes.
Because literally his entire job is to go retrieve the animals.
Yes. We could spend another 6 hours debating who has a better list.
I think we all have a good formula.
Yes.
I think the formula works. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only person who didn't have a flyer was Drew. And so I think we have to just insist that your team has to have someone who can fly.
Okay.
Or at least
most zoos
but I'm okay with
are in populated metropolitan areas with buildings tall enough that Spider-Man could fly through the air.
Okay.
Using his webs to swing around.
I'm okay with that.
You have to have, I like what Rick said, you have to have someone.
You have to have somebody who's mobile,
who can control the air.
Yes.
Spider-Man is one of those people.
Yeah, no, I'm conceding Spider-Man.
And
I'm
if saying, we go multiverse, there's definitely a few Spider-Men that can fly.
I don't give a fuck about the multiverse. We're saying someone who can control the air.
And I
will say Spider-Man can fit that bill if needed. Well, that's the three topics. What? Fuck, it's the last call. Guys, it is time for last call. We're going to get right into it. Benjamin Trimmer, how long do you think it would take you to eat your own weight in hot dogs?
Oh, you just want me to answer?
Yeah, just go.
Wow.
Just off the top of your head, go.
A year.
Drew.
Are there buns involved?
Yes, the whole hot dog, normal hot dog. How long would it take you to eat your weight in hot dogs?
2 days.
Rick.
I like it. I was going to go a 3-day weekend.
All right. Benjamin, would you rather be in a Jurassic Park situation or a Jumanji situation? Like in the catastrophic part of Jurassic Park, not just like, oh, I'm visiting the park.
Definitely Jumanji.
Drew.
Yeah, I think Jumanji would be more fun.
Rick.
Yeah, I agree Jumanji would be more fun, but I would rather the Jurassic Park situation because it's more, it's less random and I know what to expect.
That's fair. Ben, would you rather be a pirate or a cowboy?
I want to be a pirate, man.
Drew.
Yeah, pirate all day.
Yeah, pirate Rick, for me as
pirate,
well.
Pirate across the board.
I played Red Dead 2. I don't want to brush my horse.
There's one stipulation here I'm going to add at the end, so listen to the whole thing. Ben, your arms are now spaghetti. Would you rather them be cooked or raw? But they can't break, so you can't just like snap off the raw one. They're just stuck in this one position. So raw or cooked spaghetti?
Okay, I guess cooked.
Okay.
I'm going to go cooked.
Give me raw. Rick. If they can't break, I'm going to raw.
That's right. That's right. Ben, would you rather have your internet history go public or have a sex tape go viral?
Probably internet history go public.
Drew.
Probably sex tape go viral because at least I'd be famous.
Yeah.
I get some TikTok dollars off that.
Yeah, sign me up for the sex tape going viral.
Love it, love it. Ben, would you rather have the perfect, so like everything's functioning, the perfect drunk lay or the perfect drunk meal?
Wait, what?
Would you rather have
the question, and I like it.
Would you rather have the perfect drunk sex or the perfect drunk meal?
Well, when I get drunk, I tend to forget things, so I'd rather remember sex. So we'll go with meal.
Okay, I like it. Drew. First thing.
Meal.
Ben. No, not Ben. Rick.
Yeah, give me the meal, too. Nothing hits like a drunken Waffle House or Taco Bell.
Exactly. This one's going to be rough. Ben, would you rather have a permanent hangover or never be able to get drunk again?
I mean, I have a permanent hangover I had for years, so let's just go with that.
I'm a bet on this one.
Permanent hangover, Rick.
Yeah, hangover.
You'd rather have a permanent hangover?
Well, I mean, because I have so many questions to that as well, but...
Too late. Okay, this one's a little weird. Would you rather...
Lots of naps.
I'm gonna try to pantomime this. Would you rather pull a large clump of hair out of your butt cheeks or pull one large ingrown hair from, like, anywhere? Ben.
What? Yeah. Are you taking a clump out of your butt cheeks or are you pulling them out of the skin of your butt cheeks?
No, like, you know how, like, you have a hairy ass like me. Hair tends to accumulate in your butt cheeks. Would you rather, like, would you rather have a giant clump that you just pull out? Or would you rather, like, take one giant long ingrown hair out?
I mean, if the clump in my ass is not connected to my ass, then yeah, I'm just going to pull it out and get rid of it.
Okay. But that just means there's a clump of hair sitting in your ass. So that's kind of gross. Drew.
So is your ingrown hair. I'm going to go ingrown hair.
In the ass cheeks.
Clump it is.
Ingrown hair is gross. It's uncomfortable.
Ben, would you rather have hair for teeth or teeth for hair?
I guess teeth for hair.
Okay.
Yeah, teeth for hair.
Yep, same. Teeth for hair.
Okay. Last one. Would you rather eat ice cream with ketchup or eat a banana with ketchup? Ben.
Banana with ketchup.
Drew.
Ice cream.
Anna.
All right. That is last call. A little weird because we needed to make it a little weird. About damn time. Ben, it's going to take you a year to eat.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
I'm going to say 200.
I'm going to say longer than a year, man, because after I eat like the first 5 or 10 hot dogs, I'm going to have to take a break for a while. Like, that's just, I can't eat that many hot dogs. I would be mentally traumatized if I was eating that many hot dogs. I'd have to put some time in between each one. So I'm going to go a year.
I'm going to say I'm going to do some basic math. These measurements are clearly not 100% accurate. A hot dog is roughly maybe a quarter of a pound, give or take. I think that's, you know, like a quarter pounder, right?
For argument's sake, I'm cool with that.
Sure.
So it would be 4 hot dogs to make 1 pound. Ben, you're super fucking tall. So
I'm 250. So that would be 1,000 hot dogs.
Yeah. 1,000. How long you think it would take you a year to eat 1,000 hot dogs?
If I'm averaging 2.5 to 3 a day.
Wait, I have questions about that math.
Hold on.
No, it would not be 1,000.
Wait, quick.
It would be higher than that.
Quick Google math. Weight of a hot dog is about 1.6 ounces. So 10 is about a pound. 10 hot, just the hot dogs.
Fuck that.
So you add the bun on, I would say, I'm saying 7 hot dogs with the bun is a pound.
Okay, so that's 1,000. That's 1,750. Yeah.
So that's only 1,400 for me. I could do that. I could do that in a 3-day weekend.
You could do 1,400 hot dogs in a 3-day weekend. I don't believe you.
All right, give me a week. Give me a week. Give me a week.
Yeah, I'm revising. I'm revising. I think
I will not give you a week.
Give me a week.
Because at that point, it's a challenge. I don't.
That's 250 hot dogs a day.
Yeah, I bet
you would die. You would literally die.
It's just 200, and I don't.
That's a hot dog every half hour, ish.
No, it's not. It's a hot dog every like 3 minutes.
It's 8 hot dog. It's 8.3 hot dogs a day.
For how long?
You said a week.
Yep. Hold on. Sorry.
I said a year.
No, your math is off.
I said a year. Sorry. You fucker said a week or a weekend.
Sorry. Give me a minute.
It's like a hot dog every.
You guys put very different ends of the spectrum. I personally was like, oh, like 6 months. And then Ben went a year. I was like, yeah, nah, I could probably.
I like a week. I think I could do a week.
I think a week could be, is physically possible. I think yes. Would I want to do it in a week? No.
If I had absolutely nothing else to do in my entire world than eat those hot dogs.
Yeah. And they were already prepared and just shoveling
down. I think I agree with Rick. That I could do I could physically do it in a week.
Variety is not the spice of life to me. I will eat the same meal every day and be just as excited each time. So with that sense, like if it's hot dogs.
It would kill me in that aspect, but it's a challenge at that point.
I couldn't do Jumanji. I couldn't do it. It's too much variability. I'm with Rick. I want Jurassic Park.
Yeah, you know what to prep for.
At least I know that they're
like real. Give me the random
dinosaur. No,
I agree. It would be more fun in Jumanji. But if I'm talking like what I want to experience, like survival wise, like I don't have a better chance about what's next. Like I know how to handle
against raptors.
Yeah, but at least I know what's coming. I'm not saying like that. You know what I mean? Because like in Jumanji, I could have raptors on cocaine with knives out of their hands if I roll a 7.
That
you know?
Would be amazing.
Like, it would be fun, but like, yeah.
Hey, you know what? Get sucked into the game and no one plays it for 80,000 years.
But with Jumanji, if you're good at riddles, you get a warning. You get a warning of what's going to happen. In Jurassic Park, it's like, I think I hear something. You're dead.
Yeah, but I know what's coming. I'm like, okay, where's the car? Drive, you know, away fast. And, you know.
Yeah, I mean, in Jumanji, they...
Where's Jumanji?
They took cars away from ostriches.
Yeah, but then if I roll something, it's like my car turns into something that eats me because I rolled an 8 or something. I don't know.
So, spaghetti arms. Arms being spaghetti, Sean Evans from Hot Ones, who I stole this from, brought up a good point about cooked versus raw. He was like, you know what? From the cooked standpoint, I might be able to kind of like
catapult. Superpower at that point.
Yeah, I might be able to catapult some shit.
That's fair. I like that.
Yeah. I was like, he might be a major league pitcher at that point. And I was like,
I went maybe. Raw because there's too much variable with cooked. And so raw, I knew what my limitations were and I could eventually adapt to straight arm in it all the time. So much, and
like, if I had the cooked ones, I could use it. I could like tie shit up with them.
Oh, you could do a lot. Sure.
I don't know. I feel like there's more possibility.
That is true. And that's why I don't like it.
Drew, you chose ice cream with ketchup versus banana.
Why? I don't like bananas.
Hey, me too. I would have chosen ice cream too.
I don't either.
But you'd still rather go banana and ketchup versus ice cream and ketchup?
Yeah, because it makes the banana taste better. Ice cream already tastes fine. I don't need to enhance the ice cream.
Okay.
It's mint chocolate chip.
Well, guys, that was last call. That's all the things I had. We could talk about more stuff, but we're not going to because we're getting kicked out of this bar that is made up. We're on the Twitter We're on the Instagram and the YouTube that I have to post to more often and come up with some new shorts and stuff as soon as I have time. As soon as this stupid baby will go to sleep during the night, that'd be great. I love you. But just remember, this is our podcast, and you guys are just along for the ride.